Hello, people.
Well, today it's a rainy day, but we're all here, those that can hear this podcast and myself. So today, before I get started, let me tell you where you can reach me. You can reach me at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and I also have some videos on YouTube. So you can look at those, and I might be adding some more there, but sometimes we go through different phases. Okay, we just go through different phases in our life and we grow. And sometimes we go back to some things that are good, and then sometimes we just move forward. But today's podcast is basically going to be about protecting our children, being aware of where our children are, what our children are taking in, meaning spiritually, and what our children are doing spiritually. Okay, so let's roll into it. So we're living in a time now that spiritual things, good and bad, are more accessible than they were a long time ago. And they're easier to hide now as well, because, you know, before, as teenagers, those of us that still read books or used to read books, you know, you brought a book home. It was a chance that maybe your mom might go through your room, or a little sister or somebody, and get a hold of what you had. But nowadays, things are a little different. Matter of fact, things are really different. You know, your kids can hide things on phones. You know, these children are so smart. They know how to basically hide things via through code and talking all types of code and things. So it's kind of hard for a parent to keep up if you're not keeping yourself technically savvy. So anyway, we must be careful with our children nowadays, because a lot of children, a lot of teenagers, they want to dabble. Now, I love Harry Potter, don't get me wrong. But what happens is, with children get curious. Okay? And this is nothing bad on Harry Potter, but I'm just going to show you how you must keep yourself aware. Now, you have some children that basically they watch different magical things, if you want to say, and they just kind of leave it there. But then you have a different group of children or teenagers that their mind starts to basically wander. Like, well, you know, I wonder if this part of it is real. Or I wonder this and I wonder that. Well, this leads them into a search, okay? Being guided to maybe in a direction that it's not good for them. So, long time ago, I'm going to give you a very good example of this, okay? I was a grown woman. I was a young woman, but I was a grown woman. I would say I was in my 20s. And this book had came out, and I'm not going to say the name of the book, but the book was basically geared towards teens, and it was about spells and different things like that. Now, at first glimpse, this may seem like something harmless. It might seem like something harmless. But what we forget is a lot of children nowadays are being bullied. Sometimes children just go off of emotion. Hell, most adults go off of emotions a lot of times. So those spells that they might learn, hopefully they don't work. If they try to harm other children, there are children out there that they are gravitating towards the occult. Okay? They can go on YouTube and find this information. All right? And you have a lot of unsavvy spiritual workers out there that will take advantage of them, and they don't care if they're someone's child or not. And they will teach them the black arts. They will teach them black magic. They have no problem doing black magic for them without, if they can pay, if the child has money or has a little job or whatever it is and they can pay. Sometimes some of these adults, they hungry for a dollar and they'll do it. So that leads me back to another situation that you must be aware of. And that is when your children go visit other children's homes, you don't know what lurks in another person's home that your child is going to. You know, this was one of the reasons why adults, they, in my time growing up, they was careful about where you went to stay at. Now, they would may put it in the guise of, you know, I don't know this person food and the habits of this person. But there was a deeper underlying issue, okay? And that was basically, you don't know if that family practices witchcraft in a sense that's in a negative way, okay? In a negative sense. You don't know if this family allows their child to play with a Ouija board. They might think it's fine, okay? You have so many teens that have taken it upon themselves to get these Ouija boards because of these, you know, the way things are mass marketed. And a lot of times, people are not speaking to their children and letting them know this is not what you want to play with. But because it's marketed as a toy, which, you know what, sometimes I have my theories on that, but that's a different podcast. You have to ask yourself some questions. You know, they have a lot of these ghost hunting shows on. If adults can mess themselves up, God forbid children, okay? You know, these lower entities, they have no problems attaching themselves to children, to teenagers. And teenagers are already in a volatile state already, okay? So therefore, you have to be careful with your children and what they're ingesting spiritually. You need to ask your children not just what went on at the sleepover, but in a sense of physical things. But you need to really, if you're going to allow them to go over the sleepovers or you allow them to go over people's houses, you need to ask your children questions. Okay? Because I'm going to give you a story that happened to me. Growing up, my grandmother was very protective of me. I'm going to say my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother and grandmother were very protective of me. Over the since, I'm going to say I probably was about 10 or 11 years old. They would not allow me to just go over to people's houses and spend the night. Like, they really had to kind of what they thought know these people. And then if they felt it was okay, they would allow me to go. And that was on a rare occasion. So this particular blue moon that I was allowed to go and spend the night with a group of little girls. One of the little girls, these little girls had the bright idea to decide that they want to call Bloody Mary in the mirror. Now, some of you can look that up and you can see what that's about. And then also, they had a Ouija board. Now, you would think, like, how did these kids get this Ouija board? And it was very simple how they got it. One of the little girls, she, her mom spoiled her very much. And there's nothing wrong with spoiling your children, but she saved her money up and she saved her pennies up and she got her mom to take her to the mall. And basically she got this Ouija board from this toy store. And, you know, kids have their own ways of getting things past their parents if their parents are not always on things, which is hard to do nowadays as a parent. It's hard to be on top of everything. Okay. So this was produced. Now, lucky for me, my grandmother was a spiritual person and religious. And she, you know, warned me of different things, okay? And I also had, she also had other women, elders, that would come and talk, and they would talk about different things, and I would always kind of be an earshot of them. So I would hear things, and I heard that somehow they was talking about it, and I heard it was not a good thing. It was not a good idea. So if it wasn't of God, basically my grandmother would say, leave it alone. So, you know, they decided they wanted to start turning off lights, and I immediately was like, I want to call my mommy. I am calling my mom. I want to get up out of here. So, you know, I didn't want to, you know, as kids, you want to fit in. But I was like, you know, I just don't feel well or whatever. And I want to call my grandmother. So I called my grandmother. And it's funny because she kind of already sensed that something was going on when I got in the car when she came to get me. And I told her, you know, what was going on. So basically what happened not too long, I'm going to say not all of the little girls had problems. I mean, because some of them I fell out of touch with. But one of the girls that I did stay in touch with, hindsight is 2020. This girl started having a lot of problems. She became very much like very violent. She just became a lot of things started happening with her. And she wasn't the same girl that I knew growing up. You know, I'm going to say when I say growing up, when we got into like junior high, she was not the person that I remember as a young child. Okay. Like, and when I say young child, like I said, 10, 11, by the time we got to, I'm going to say it was ninth grade, she was definitely not who I remember, her personality, anything like that. And all this to say, this was a harmless, what looked like to be a harmless sleepover. Now that was then. Now you have kids, teenagers, some of them want to follow their brothers and sisters or cousins, older cousins. These children are going to get in spirit boxes. These children are, you know, wanting to go to graveyards and play around in graveyards and do all kinds of seances. And they want to, for whatever reason, they want to contact the spirit world. Now, let's just say that they do this, okay? And now your child is starting to act different. They really do contact something. And you're not understanding what happened to my sweet child. What happened to my child that was this way? Now she has no interest in this. And it's a complete, you know, every mother, okay, has some type of connection to their child, and they start to sense that something is off, or maybe other elders in the family are noticing that something isn't right about this situation. Okay. Now, this is when you have to act immediately. You have to act immediately. But as they always say, prevention is the number one key. You must talk to your children about these things. Okay? It's not just the birds and the bees anymore. You must talk to your children about these spiritual things that they should not touch if you love your children. Which leads me to my next situation is, you have some children that, you know, their parents will do anything for them. And some of these children go to school with your children. Children are throwing spells at each other now. Teenagers. You know, you don't know who's abuela or tío or uncle or aunt, know what they know. And they're an unsavory person. And they don't mind hurting another child. Okay, you must protect your children spiritually nowadays. You must protect them. You must ask questions to them. Okay, because if you do not do that, Your child could end up in a mess because they're searching. All right? You must really take your time and take some time out for them and let them know that this is not good. Contact your local spiritual worker that you feel comfortable with, okay? Make sure you do the background check on them too, meaning ask questions to make sure that they know what they're doing, okay? Check to see if the spiritual community as a whole, you know, this person has a good track record. Now, people are going to try to do different things to mess up people's reputation, but use your gut instinct to look past the nonsense, the foolishness, okay? But you need to protect your children. And parents used to do this a long time ago, okay? They would know, like, you know, people used to protect their babies, which I'm about to guess that's my next thing. So I'll just roll into that. Mothers, young mothers, mothers, hear me when I say this. Please stop sharing your fetuses, your unborn children online. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. This is not good. I know you may think this is social media, but some people have nothing else to do but to try to figure out information to harm your unborn child. That is private. Mothers at one point long ago would not even tell the closest people around them they were pregnant until they were in their third or fourth month of pregnancy, or sometimes even longer. And I'm talking about close relatives. And sometimes they wouldn't even share it with the mother-in-law, depending on how the mother-in-law was acting. This was between the mother and the father, and that's it. Because you don't know these people's intentions. And I want you to understand, it takes a lot for another person to be happy for your happiness. We're living in times now that people are suffering. You don't know if there's a woman out there that cannot have children, okay? And she's in a very bitter state. Or people that just don't like you. And they go and take the picture of your child and start your unborn child or you and start to cause problems. It is not social media's business for your unborn child to just be pictures to be floating out there. The child didn't even get here yet. The child did not even get here yet. And you are putting them already in harm's way. Now, unless you have something going on that you yourself are fully protected and you just know what you're doing, then you do what you feel like you want to do. Because we are living in a time that people don't believe many things until they step in it. Those are the times we're living in. Now, we also are living in a time that people are being more spiritually aware, in a sense. But also people want to dabble. And this is why the elders kept things close to the vest. You weren't just walking up on them getting spells. You weren't just walking up on them doing different things. You wasn't doing that. Because they had the knowledge to see and the wisdom. No, they had the wisdom to see, I don't need to tell this person this. I don't need to share this information. But because there were, you know, unsavory characters have been unsavory characters. Okay. And, you know, different things happen, and then people feel like they want to become spiritual workers to justify wrong, in a sense of, well, I'm going to learn and then I'm going to share with everybody and all this other stuff, which all of that leaks down to your children. It's easy for a child to get on Facebook and go on a forum and get a spell. Hell, it's easy for an adult. But it's easy for children to go and find these groups. And there are groups of teenagers that do spells, that get together and do spells. And they're calling, they have different gatherings and different things they're doing. And there is no one there that knows what the hell that they're doing. No one. There are groups of children or teenagers that will do spells against another girl, maybe because another girl or a young man, because why? I don't know. They don't like how the child, your child looks. They don't like, they might be trying to get a certain boy to look at them or a certain girl to look at them, and they might feel someone is in the way. These are things that are happening. I've had to turn down many people myself. Okay. If these children have money, all right, they are going to get themselves into things they have no business. And children, once they get something in their mind, they're going to try to take it all the way. So once again, please take care and reach out to your children. Pay close attention to your children. Get your children a consultation. Get a consultation about your child to see if anyone has thrown any magic, any spells on your child. You might be surprised in what you find. Or has your child been dabbling? You might be surprised. And if you find out that your child has been dabbling via consultation, act on it immediately to fix the problem. If you find out through finding maybe a book, or, you know, you might get a hold of their phone or their laptop or whatever it is. And to me, when you find out, do yourself a favor and do not ignore this situation. Get this situation under control, because the spiritual realm is not a place to dabble. As my godfather, Papa Hector, says, you will get run over. And I love how he says that. You don't want to be on the spiritual highway and don't know how to drive and don't know what you're doing, because you will get spiritually run over. And you do not want that for your child, because some of these lower entities have no mercy. They don't care that your child is innocent. They don't care. They don't care. You call me up, I'm here, and I'm here to do some damage. Love your children. Protect your children. Protect your unborn mothers, fathers. Don't overshare. So that's my podcast for today. If you have some questions about this, and I know there might be some naysayers out there, because I want to clear this up real quick. Do not be arrogant and think that nothing can happen to you. Because another saying that my godfather, Papa Hector, says is, you may not believe in them, those lower entity or forces, or even good forces, but they believe in you, darling. And that's how my godfather would say that. They believe in you. So do not think that you are the only thing, the only being on this plane. There are other things out there bigger and badder than you. whether you want to believe it or not. So, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me here on this podcast. Leave, you know, comments. And if you need to reach me, you can reach me at help@mambosandy.com. That's help@mambosandy.com. Well, all right. You have a good day and stay aware. Bye.